Can everyone please take their seats if you're a board member? Thank you. A lot of those things aren't legitimate. Can you please take your seats if you're a board member? We need to resume the meeting. Thank you. Thank you. John was taking care of it. John, were you able to take care of that issue? I don't know yet. I certainly don't know yet. We can do them by hand if we have to, okay? I mean, pieces of paper, people can write them. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's okay, because we'll have a few minutes, because if there's any robust discussion, then discuss we will. Thank you, John. So, yeah, Chair, Vice Chair, Secretary. Anyone at the front desk, and if they give you, I tell you to call me, but I just give away my phone. Okay. Tell them, yes, there's a master account. Tell them if the specific dog, put it on the master account. Summer Reese says so, and if they give you any crap and I have to come down there, I will not be a happy camper. Thank you.
Ooh.
Serious. If I have to go track down one more little petty detail, they just need to do it. So, yes, if they give you any, if they need a room card, God, I'm probably locked out of my room at this point. Please just try to get it handled and help them to handle it. They give you. Thank you. And if they do, thank you, please. And if they need a room card, I mean, like, they need to make it so. Okay. It's for Pacifica. You're acting in your secretarial capacity. We need to put it right now. I mean, we scheduled it for the first thing in open session, and then we need to get on with it because Michael has meetings to go to, and I have a special chair to give his chair's report, but it has to come after the election, which means we need to get through it so we can get out of here, too. Okay, folks, are we back in, everybody? Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board reconvening in open session on Saturday, January 28th, 2012. At 4:16 p.m. Eastern, 1:16 p.m. Pacific, Summer Reese Chair, Bill Crozier Vice Chair, Afia Wangaza Secretary. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll, please. Thank you.
I'll get that out of your way. Oops, sorry.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Alvin Isame.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Revlon Gull.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Ifia Wangaza. Present. Laura Priebus.
Here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner.
Presente.
Arlene Eaglehart.
Present.
LeVarn Williams.
Present.
Andy Gold.
Present.
John Gary. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so the first order of business in today's open session, as approved yesterday with the motion to postpone, was the election of officers. And the rest of the agenda for open session would proceed according to what was on there. Is there any objection to proceeding with that open session agenda for the afternoon? It was election of officers, and then it would be followed by the KPFK LSB Chair's Report, the KPFK General Manager's Report, the Pacifica Radio Archives Report. I believe there was somewhere in there for a chair's report, but we'll juggle that around. And public comment, which is at time certain at 3:30. So regardless of what else we do, we need to make sure that we adhere to that. Is there any objection to proceeding apace? Thank you. Okay, so the first order of business are election of officers, and the first would be nominations would be open for chair. Do we have nominations? Alex?
I nominate Summer Reese.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Andrea?
I nominate Lydia Brazon.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Campbell?
I nominate Laura Priebus.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Wesley? Speak up and into the mic, please. Andrea, could you pass your mic down?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank
yes.
you.
I nominate George Ryder.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Wesley, I greatly appreciate that, but I'm going to decline.
Okay. Thank you. Teresa Allen.
Madam Chair, since you have not declined, I move that George Ryder serve as chair during this election process.
Actually, it would be appropriate for the vice chair to serve. That would be
yes.
normal protocol. We do have a vice chair. He's the person that serves when I step out of position from chairing. Thank you.
Well, but I do intend to nominate him for vice chair. So.
Right, but we're not in that election yet.
I know,
it's a
but
separate.
I'm just anticipating that.
I understand that, and by then we'll have a chair. Thank you. Right. There's a process to all this. Don't worry. We'll handle it. I'm just handling nominations. Once we get to that, I'll pass it off. Are there any other nominations? And again, are there any other nominations? And hearing none, nominations are closed. Summer Reese, Lydia Brazone, and Laura Privis have all been nominated for the position of chair. At this point, I'll hand off the chair to Vice Chair Bill Crozier for the rest of this portion of the proceedings. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I know we have a big agenda, so I think most of you know everyone that's been nominated at least somewhat. Hope your new people had a chance to talk to them. Could I suggest that we allow maybe 1 minute for each candidate to make a statement? Do we need questions and answers?
Laura is raising her hand, Bill.
I'm sorry, I didn't know when. I want to decline. I didn't know when I could do that.
Okay, thank you, Laura.
Laura's declining. Okay, I just trying to figure out how much time we need to save. Do we need questions and answers? Do we need time for that? If there's no motion, then we won't do that. But well, okay, wait, Wesley has a hand up. Wesley?
We should poll, see if anybody hasn't made up their mind or wants to ask a question of each candidate and let them I move that we do that. I didn't make that clear.
You move that we allow questions and answers? Any yes. particular time limits? Or
if anyone so desires, if anyone okay. hasn't already made up their mind.
You have Lydia's hand is up.
Can we put a time limit on it for each question and answer?
I believe Lydia wanted to be
okay.
Heard.
Well, actually, Campbell wanted to say something, and then Lydia, and then Dan. You don't want to?
Well, I would just say that the candidates certainly should have an opportunity to make a statement, and then questions following.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to take this all day. All right. Lydia.
15 minutes.
Where are you, Lydia?
Yes, the process that worked very well at KPFK is that we made the statement. We had questions from the board. We had listener comment, and then we went to the election.
Dan.
I agree with Cameron.
Okay. Tracy.
Amendment. 10 minutes per position for candidate statements and questions, and then I think we need to go to a vote.
Okay. That sounds like an amendment to the motion.
Yeah. I'll make that as an amendment.
Okay. Let me ask. First, was there a second to the – who made the original motion? Teresa?
No. What original motion?
Oh, no, Wesley. Wesley made the motion to allow Q&A. Is there a second to that motion?
A second.
George? Any discussion on that?
Hopefully.
Any more discussion?
Without objection.
Okay. All right. Any objections to that motion? Oh, excuse me. Okay, and then we have an amendment. That there be, what was the time limit total for 10 minutes?
10 minutes per position, so we complete this in approximately 35 right. to 40 minutes from
Bill,
now.
Bill, but my, my amendment was the to include listener comment.
Okay. All right. That was the First Amendment. Okay. There's a second to that amendment?
Was there a second?
Was there a second? Marcel seconds that amendment? Okay. We can only have 2 minutes at a time. So is there any discussion on that second amendment to allow listener comment?
We can vote after the public comment.
Yeah. That's
well, okay. Well, the second amendment is to allow public comment as in addition to the 10 minutes. Is that
can
correct?
Can I ask for a point of information? The
yes,
idea
Tracy.
Is that listeners are going to comment on their preferences for chair of the body? Is that what's
yeah,
being proposed?
Yeah, could you clarify that, Lydia, please?
Well, it's often, since the listeners are the ones that need to listen to our meetings, is they have some input as to what they want to see in a chair. I don't know that it has to be specific to the individual, but, you know, we'd like a chair that moves the meeting faster or slower or allows more listener comment, whatever. I would hope that that would be the spirit in which people make, I mean, but I'm just saying this is what worked well at the LSB. We had those elections.
Okay, well, I just
no
want to get clarification.
Point of information?
Yeah, George.
How much time do you want to include in the amendment for that?
Well, it should come.
Lydia?
Pardon?
How much time do you want to include, or is that part of the 10 minutes?
No, that's like out of our public comment allotment on the agenda is to take a portion of that, half of whatever that is, so 10, 15 minutes out of that. Okay, well, even 10 minutes. If we want to do equivalent, if we're allowing 10 for the board, then 10 for the listeners.
Okay, so the Second Amendment, the First Amendment was to allow, to limit the candidate position statements plus Q&A to 10 minutes per position, and then the Second Amendment from Lydia was to also allow, as of 10 minute, additional 10 minutes of questions from the public. Is that correct? Okay.
Lydia,
is that correct?
Yeah, 10 minutes from the public.
All right.
Is that per position?
Is that right, that's what I was going to ask. Per position or total? I mean, or total?
Total.
Total, okay. Okay, right now we're discussing Amendment 2.
Question over here.
Alex?
Just the question is,
Mike.
Mike, check.
Is the 10 minutes per person from the public, is that going to be considered part of public comments, and therefore time will be decremented?
Yes. That was the proposal, yes, from Lydia.
Okay.
Right. Ken?
Just speaking to that Second Amendment, if we follow that procedure, on these procedures for these votes, it's going to push the rest of the agenda way off, because we were anticipating a total time of, I'm sure, a maximum of half an hour for these three elections. So I consider that we have PNB directors elected by the LSB, and that's the democracy that should be applied for electing these officers. And I think that adding all this time is going to postpone us getting to the real work that we have to do in the committee by taking this up, going over issues that are not necessary for this board to make a vote and a decision.
Everybody be brief, please. Okay, any more discussion on Amendment 2? This Amendment 2 now. Wesley?
Can I call a question?
Yeah. Sure. Yep. So Wesley calls a question. Is there any objection to going and voting on Amendment 2? Okay, all in favor of Amendment 2, which was to, again, add additional 10 minutes, take away 10 minutes from public comment time and put it in now for questions about or statements about candidates.
Point of information.
Yes.
So are we allocating 3 minutes and 33 seconds per election? I mean, we're dividing 10 minutes into three elections. I'm wondering how this is working for the listeners.
Well, we haven't used it up yet. I assume that we would, when we get to 10 minutes total
in
public,
asking.
We would stop. And then if it's part of it's for chair, then that we could allocate the rest of it for the next position. Yeah, Kathy?
I basically object to this process because I feel that it's somewhat disruptive to the process. I felt that it was very fair to postpone the election to our illustrious board member was able to arrive, and I thought that that was fair to do that. I don't think that this kind of process is a fair process. If the public wants to speak, then maybe we should just move public comment to occur before the election process, if the public wants to do that. But that means when people show up at 3:30 or whatever, or maybe divide it in half, do 10 minutes of the public comment before the election. But to intersperse it into the election, I feel, is disruptive of the process. So my amendment would be to...
Point of order. The question's already been called.
Okay.
It isn't really discussable.
Okay.
Take a vote on calling it.
We need to vote on it.
You're right. Thank you. Thank you, George. All right. So the amendment two is to take 10 minutes away from public comment and put it in for the public to ask questions or make statements about the candidates now. Correct? All right. Is there any objection? Go ahead and get voting on that, please. Can we do that?
Point of information.
Yes, Summer.
Again, we need to allocate the time because we don't know who the candidates are for vice chair and secretary until we complete the chair's election. So simply allocating 10 minutes of public comment, if the public is desiring to comment on the candidates, it has to be divided amongst the three elections. I'm merely pointing that out because procedurally
I understand,
messy.
But the motion didn't specify that.
If Lydia,
if you want to clarify your motion or if you want to leave it the way it is, then we'll just...
Well, the question's been
called,
too.
I would interpret it...
Yeah, I'm pointing out its anomalous state.
Okay. I would interpret it as if the amendment passes and then if the amended motion passes, then the public would have up to 10 minutes to talk during the elections, and if only 5 minutes of that, for example, is used for the chair, then the rest of it could be saved for vice chair or secretary. If it all gets used up during the chair one, then there wouldn't be any more time left. But it would take a time away from the public comment period that's been posted, you know, on the agenda for later this afternoon. Okay, can we go ahead and vote on this, please? All in favor of the Amendment 2, just we're talking about Amendment 2, of taking the 10 minutes away from public comment for questions for the candidates. Yeah. All right, just raise your hands if you're in favor of Amendment 2.
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yeah, Revlin? Revlin? Okay.
Go Sorry. Revlin.
Oh, okay. I just want us to go on record for saying that they're only the public that is here can speak because we are streaming, and that means that the public that is listening, we have not set up any way for them to be included in public comment for a vote for the PNB.
Okay. All right. We've cut off debate, but good point. I understand your point, so thank you. Wesley, did you have your hand up? Did you have a point of order or something?
We're voting. Let's vote, yeah.
Okay.
I'm voting.
Well, I hope we can go
I'm
ahead
vote.
And... all right, no more points of order information. All in favor of Amendment 2, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hold your hand up high if you're voting for Amendment 2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, 5 yes. All in... 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all opposed to Amendment 2, raise your hand, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 no's and 6 yes.
Okay, any abstentions?
Any?
Okay. One. All right, thank you. All right, Amendment 2 fails. Amendment 1, could you restate that, Madam Secretary? Amendment 1. I forget the wording. It was from Tracy, right?
I don't know. I think I can restate it.
Yeah,
Tia, do you want me to just restate
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
Move that we allot 10 minutes per position for candidate statement and any questions from the board, and then we proceed directly to a vote.
Okay.
And there was a second.
Is there any more discussion on this amendment? Okay. All in favor of Amendment 1, please raise your hand.
That we vote 1, 2, 10 minutes.
That's what Tracy just said.
Yes.
Okay, all opposed to Amendment 1, please raise your hand. Okay, none. All right. Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. One abstention. All right.
Two. There were three.
Oh, three. Sorry.
Three.
Okay, thank you. You got that, Afia? Okay. Any more discussion on the main motion?
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, George?
I move that we, or amended to move that we allow 2 minutes for the presentation of the candidates, and the rest is 8 minutes is for questions and answers.
Okay, for each position?
For each position.
Is there a second?
Sure.
Actually, point of information.
Yeah, Summer?
For this present position, that would be 6 minutes for additional Q&A, just because there's two of us, 2 minutes each. Thank you, George.
Oh, right.
Point of inquiry, Bill. Could you tell me the vote on that last?
Afia?
Could you repeat?
It was 6, 10, 12 yes.
Point of information?
Yes.
It's 2 minutes per person to talk, and then 6 minutes.
Okay. May I have the vote, please?
Okay. Do you have the
vote? Is 12 yes, 3 abstentions, and no, and 0 no's.
Thank you.
Okay, and actually we have, there's two candidates, right? There's this one that didn't decline, Summer and Lydia?
Correct.
So 2 minutes each would mean there's 6 minutes additional.
I want to change that. A minute and a half apiece, 7 minutes for...
No.
Okay, sorry, okay.
George,
2 minutes.
You're out of order.
Two minutes. I'll leave it alone.
No.
Okay, so George moves to amend to make it 2 minutes per candidate statement. Is that the change?
That was the original motion.
Oh, that was the original, okay.
I was correctly reminded that I can't change my own motion once it's been seconded.
Right.
Okay. No, so is it different from the main motion? The main motion
George
was 1 minute.
I didn't hear that.
I forget what it was now.
The main motion, I thought, didn't specify how much time it was for each person.
So your amendment is to specify 2 minutes per candidate statement?
Yes.
Okay. And there was a second? Was it Ken? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any discussion on that amendment? I don't think there's an objection. Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? That we allow 2 minutes per candidate statement?
And then questions.
Any objection to that?
And then questions.
Hearing no objection, that amendment is adopted. All right. Is there any more discussion on the amended motion? All in favor of the amended motion, please raise your hand.
There's no objection.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Is there any objection to the amended motion? Thank you. Okay, hearing no objection, then the amended motion is adopted. Thank you. Okay, so I guess we'll go in order of nominations, if that's okay. Summer and then Lydia. So, Summer, you have 2 minutes for a statement. Who's supposed to keep time? Sorry.
I'll keep time on it, and I will be hard and fast and cruel.
I know you will,
Can you give a 30-second warning?
We know, George.
That's how I like that.
I'll give you a 30-second warning.
We recommend not throwing anything to get their attention. So, okay.
Okay, so tell me when to hit the starting line.
You say when to go, George.
Go.
Okay. Hi. I know all of you, most of you pretty well. Summer Reese. I've been on the national board for 2 years. I've been the chair for 1 year. I guess I will just run on the record of we've had no meetings devolve into screaming matches. We've never had to end a meeting because people couldn't continue with business. It's a contentious board. We all know that. I do my very best to run fair meetings to all concerned, regardless of other factional affiliations. I will continue to do so. I research Robert's Rules of Order when weird things come down and it's impossible to answer right there on that call, and I get back to you all and say this is the ruling now. So I've overseen a transition in legal counsel. I put an inordinate amount of time into this recall. I appreciate all of you, and I'd like to continue serving you as chair, running polite meetings, working on our efficiency so we can get more done in our meetings, because that's always something we got to work on around here. But I think all in all, we've had fairly productive meetings and at least a minimum of contention for the type of organization that we're in. And, you know, I'm sure we'll continue to meet twice a month like we've been doing most of this year. And hopefully we'll have a better year going forward and find more common ground and more consensus. I'd like us to see more places where we can work together as a board in a positive, unified way for the benefit of the organization. And I would like to continue to lead us in that direction so we find the points of agreement and unanimity and places where we can work together. Wow, 30 seconds. I don't know if I have 30 seconds more to say. But, you know, really, that's what I bring to the table. Fairness, attention to detail. I try to make my rulings be correct according to the law and not according to any personal feelings or, you know, which, of course, you know, means sometimes it'll go one way for one person and one way for somebody else. And that's just the way that cookie crumbles. But I will continue to do that, to, you know, do my very best to adhere to the bylaws, California state law, Robert's Rules of Order, and conduct the meetings
time
in a manner that treats everyone
equally.
Thank
you, Summer.
Thank you.
Okay. Lydia, you have 2 minutes.
this is something
I'll let George tell you when to go.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Something I had definitely not prepared for. It kind of just came up. But here it goes. So I have acted as chair of our local board before when we were the local advisory board. Ran the meetings very efficiently, so we didn't have to extend much time or spend hours and hours. I think what I have noticed the most, as much as I appreciate much of Summer's efforts, and I really support having a young person who needs to always has like a learning curve, but I think my greatest distress has come out of the fact that the board passes motions and then they're disregarded. And so that's happened enough that was a little disconcerting. So if Summer wins this election, I hope she will commit to doing better in that regard. But also is that I have had a lot of occasion this year to go back to previous years when I sat on the board before as just a member, and we never had two meetings a month. We never had to meet in the evening. And when I measure the number of motions and actions and work that we were able to accomplish versus what has and has not been accomplished this year, that was part of the motivating factor that when it was recommended during lunch that I run, that, I really don't have, like, a lot of time because I do work full-time and whatever, but I really would like to see this board move forward and be more productive. And these long meetings happen because of ineffectiveness in terms of how the meetings are structured and carried forward.
Okay, thank you, Lydia. Okay, so we have about 6 minutes left. Let's try to be really brief without getting into discussion on rule. If you keep your questions under 30 seconds, it'd be great. And we'll have 1 minute per candidate to answer. Is that okay? Yeah, Ken?
This is for both candidates. In addition to being chair, what other actions have you taken to assist the foundation, and what committees have you served on?
Let's let Lydia go first. We'll alternate.
Well, one of the actions that I've taken to assist the foundation is to trumpet the needs of the foundation far and wide, including last night when we had the woman from Cinema Libre. The point was we benefit from, like, those DVDs and so forth locally. And I said, but we have all these other stations, and we have a network that we're trying to build up. In terms of the committees, I currently sit on the personnel committee and on the coordinating committee meeting, and as people even on the other side can attest, I do tons of work in advance of that meeting so that my comments are efficient, and I work with other people, as other members can attest to that as well. And it's not just the meeting time, it's how much research you do. And that is how I said previously, is that I've had to go back and listen to hours and hours of audio in order to become current, because so much is not posted right now anywhere on the Pacifica network. And I've had to do that research, and it's painstaking. I've done entire transcripts of meetings in order for us to be accurate and consistent.
Okay, thank you, Lydia. Summer, now you're still keeping time, right, George?
Sure. Okay. So in addition to chairing the meetings, and it's not my choice to meet twice a month. That was the way it was before I was chair too. I have been serving on the Financial Recovery Audit Task Force, which also meets twice a month the entire year. Before that, for 3 years, I served on the Finance Committee, which met twice a month for the previous 3 years. The Audit Committee, the Coordinating Committee, of course. And of course, locally, I've served on every management hiring committee for the last 4 years that we've had. I put in so much time, it's insane. In fact, things to do with FRAT, I'm the one who met with a corporate lawyer to help find a way to deal with our HR and accounting issues and brought that forward to my colleagues. And, you know, at the end of the year, we are now getting HR services in a better fashion. So I instigated, met, and started getting that ball rolling. Audit committee, I got all the information that we at all discussed about what audit committee responsibilities were. All that takes research and time. I've supplied the attorney general information to people. When I was in New York, of course, I did a lot to help promote Occupy Wall Street and actually get stuff up on the air and work with the program director and the manager to actually get a regular program up on the air on a regular basis. You know, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that is just like network-wide, you know, hurricane coverage, getting us in the press in a positive way, sending out press releases when we've actually done stuff so we get coverage on it.
But committee work, I mean, it's endless, you know, overseeing transition of counsel. A lot of the stuff for the chair is really behind the scenes. There's a lot of phone time. There's a lot of time consulting with Arlene. There's a lot of time dealing with the professionals that we have to deal with the auditors, with attorneys. So obviously I'll continue to do that.
I think that's time.
Yeah, I was a little loose on that.
Dare you, George? You are going to be rough on us.
On both cases, but I will be hard and fast on the next 1 minute.
Hold up your hand or wave or something. You get maybe 15 seconds, I guess, for these. Okay, next question. Anybody else have a question?
Wow.
Great. No questions. Okay, we're ready to vote?
Ready to vote? Yeah, yeah.
All right, who has the ballots?
John Gary has been taking care of that while we were doing all this.
Okay. And thank you all for your polite demeanor and everything here.
They'll remind you of all the STV ranking stuff just for the new members.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we have two candidates for one position, so we use instant runoff voting. And, you know, we had a bylaws amendment, by the way, that dealt with this, which was approved last month. And if it was approved by the PNB and three of the delegate assemblies. And with instant runoff voting, you can rank your choices. You can put your first choice as rank one. Your second choice, if you have one, is rank two. If only one candidate is acceptable to you, just put your first rank. And if there's a tie on the first rankings, on the first round, then we'll use the second round to break the tie. And if there's a tie there, then we flip a coin. So is that clear? Everybody know how to do that? And I'm not sure how the ballots are to be marked. John, do you have the candidate names? Or
you have to write in your names.
No, okay, so candidate A, well, the first person nominated was Summer. So candidate A, are they labeled A and B, John? Are the candidates labeled A, B, like that?
No.
Oh, just write them in. Oh, I see. Okay.
Write the first name
and the number.
So write
choice first and the second choice second. It's
right.
Very simple.
Did you get that? That's the way Thea said?
And you can put a one or a two next to them.
Yeah. If you're in case of doubt, put a one or two. Put your first choice first with a one by it if you want to, and your second choice next with a two if you want. If you just... I'm sorry, I didn't print those out. I haven't printed them out yet.
What we've got,
sorry.
I think, lists the position, but not the name. So you write the name and your ranking.
There's a separate ballot for each election.
Right.
A separate piece of paper for each election.
Right. And
you can vote for just one. Bill? You can vote for just one.
Yeah. You can vote for just one if you want.
Point of information.
Have you counted the ballots? You know the right number and everything?
Yeah, because I just got to
make sure we get the right number.
Nia, did you?
You know, we've done this a number of
thank you.
Times. You vote
okay, Nia?
What?
Yes, just like the way you vote for officers in the LSP.
Yes, we do this all the time.
Groundhog Day, we're always going
to this should be easy.
Even if you're new to the PNB, you've been on the LSP, so you've been through this, right? Okay.
I don't know.
Passing them out, and then he'll collect them.
But they're numbered, so really you only get one.
Carolyn Bird.
And let me just ask, you know, we like to keep this open in public, so the vote counting, where are you going to do that, John?
Oh, yeah, you need a volunteer to do the...
John, where are you going to do the vote counting? Are you going to do the vote counting, or do you need
with an observer. Get an observer.
Okay, do we have... Can each candidate nominate or select one observer to do the counting?
John and Thea can do it as a secretary. Yes. Yeah,
and Michael Novick, would you be willing to volunteer as an observer, please?
Okay. Is that all right?
Thank you. And Kim Kaufman, could you volunteer as an observer? Two people. Fred Blair. Beautiful.
Okay. And where's the counting going to be? Back here with John? Or is there room back there for everybody to fit in and watch? Okay. Thank you all.
All right, I'll come back around in 2 minutes. Hi, observers.
She's great.
How you doing? I never got to eat lunch. I must have been in the kitchen four times during lunch. No, the food is great, but you know what I mean? It's the little details, like that stuff they call tofu. That's not what you'll see in the morning. You'll see something you can eat tomorrow, okay? So, Lord, bring us enough. But, well, thank you. Go. Thank you. Go. Yeah, I didn't even mention that. I'm going to do all the logistics of this entire meeting by myself. Thank you. Good. I'm always happy as long as things come out, though. I don't care what, like, how much went into it. The end result is good. Thank you, ma'am.
No. Let me just mention, you know, for everybody, when do we have to be out of this room today?
Okay, we have to be out by 5 p.m. And okay. We'll be in executive session in our downstairs room on the 16th floor at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because the hotel's using this room for something else this evening.
So we have 3 hours.
We do, because by the time we do shuttle, get to the restaurant, come back, 3 hours is not generous. It's just realistic.
We got a restaurant dinner
tonight. Yes, I'm dragging you out of here. No hotel food for dinner.
It's probably less expensive. Right?
Yes, completely, Bill. Exactly. They think it's about the restaurant. It's not.
Do you have any other questions while we're waiting?
Did everybody turn in their ballot?
Did they get that assumption? I think
if
so.
They got 22. That's
dinner. Yeah, yeah, they've got it.
I've never been to a dinner.
I'm a nervous wreck. Pay no attention to the people behind the screen, is that it? Yeah, Yvonne, you want to say something?
While they are counting the vote, I would like to publicly express my sincere gratitude to, I guess, individual or group who actually chose this hotel for us. I love the view, and this is a great location for someone who is new to this place. And whoever is responsible for this, I would like to say thank you.
You're welcome, Ivan.
I'd also like to thank all of the KPFK volunteers and staff that had great hospitality for us last night at the reception.
I didn't know that it was.
And let's hear it for the goat cheese lasagna. Yeah.
I heard it was amazing.
Great food and everything.
Let's hear a protest for you voting. Do not hear my comments before this election. Right. Let's hear Bella. Resistance Bella. Against that. Bella. Huh? How
Bella.
Dare you?
Bella.
Don't you tell me to sit down. You
Bella.
Be quiet.
Bella.
Okay,
we do have 30 minutes scheduled for public comment later today and also
later.
Tomorrow. Also tomorrow. Well, we had yesterday, too. So. And even Monday, if there's...
Is there any reason why we can't start the election?
Well, there's some people counting ballots.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, Ken.
Yeah, I would object to that because these elections, the cleaner we do them, the better. I don't want to have any dispute about it. We just do one election at a time.
Any other announcements anybody has that are not about elections? Okay, take a stretch break.
Could I say something?
Yeah, Wesley.
Kind of break up the dead air here.
Sure, Wesley. Please do.
You call him.
Both candidates, we are just really blessed to have both of them to run this evening. Both of them are great, and I'm sure that we can all work together and get our issues met. And I'm real proud of everybody.
Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you, Wesley.
Thanks.
Okay, so the outcome of the balloting is 15 to Reese and 7 to Berzon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Summer, and thank you, Lydia, also being a candidate. Summer, chairs back to you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lydia. Okay, so the next election that we have on slate is the vice chair election, and nominations are open. I saw Andrea Turner.
I nominate Lydia Berzon.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. I see Ken Aaron.
I nominate Bill Crozier.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Are there other nominations? Any other nominations? It's been moved that nominations be closed. Hearing no objection. Nominations are closed. Do both candidates wish to run? Okay.
Well,
it's okay, it's okay with me.
Okay, and Lydia, do you wish to run?
Well, we think it started with a statement. If I change my mind,
that was honest. You'll let us know. Okay.
I'll let you know.
She's just teasing us. Huh? Okay. All right. So the nominations have been closed. The two candidates are Bill Crozier and Lydia Berzon. Actually, Lydia Berzon and Bill Crozier. So, yes.
Can I make a support of one of the candidates?
Not at this point. You can do that during Q&A if you feel so inclined. But first we go to candidate statements, just like we did in the last election, and then we can go to Q&A. I believe Lydia was nominated first, so I'll let her go first, and then Bill. Lydia, you have 2 minutes.
Okay.
And you thought you were unprepared before.
Right. So... vice chair, huh? As vice chair, I would hope that, like, to facilitate that, as actually Bill has actually done a good job of preparing the agendas for us, because we weren't getting them before, and I think that's a really important function. But if I learn from the chair something like, oh, we're going to be at a non-union hotel, I would bring that to the board. I think one of the things that we've been lacking is not having enough decision made by the board as a whole, and having some officers take it upon themselves to move ahead with things. Consultation by the board is imperative, and decisions such as these and others is really important. And all three officers are charged with their officer positions. And so even when there's a court action, you know, the officers often have to represent. So it's, like, really important. But what they should be representing is the opinions from the board. But as vice chair, of course, it's facilitating when the chair cannot. Also, when the chair wants to speak to something, to a particular issue, the vice chair takes over. Those are kind of the rules. But I have to say, I've also think that Bill has done a good job as well, but either one of us, and we bring different things, however, but I think this entire board knows the differences that we bring to this board. Oh, and so, but am I declining the...
You were making a statement.
No, okay. I'll that's it. That's it, period.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia. So you are not declining, correct?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Bill, your next 2 minutes, please.
Okay. I'm not declining either, and I appreciate Lydia's dedication to the Pacifica. You know, as I mentioned yesterday when we were doing introductions, I think the biggest thing before us, we need to remember the big cause and why we're all in this, at least where I am in it, and it's not to fight with each other. You know, I like to. I think I can work with everyone, and I try to work with everyone and be fair as I can. But the big thing we need to focus on is the corporate broadcasting media. They're our real adversaries. We need to remember that. We need to work together to make a difference in this country and the world. Our government, our the people need us. And when we spend all our time fighting with each other, we're not accomplishing that. And I know the biggest part of being a vice chair is all the work, and chair is the work between the meetings. You know, I've chaired several different local committees. I was chair of our LSB for, I believe, 2 years or three, I forget. And I've been vice chair, and most of the work is between the meetings. And I'm glad I can work with Summer and Afia and our staff and all of you, I hope, and I pledge to try to be fair, as fair as I can. I don't always vote with one faction or another. Sometimes my friends are unhappy with the way I vote, but I try to vote according to the motions and the proposals, the way I see it, in the best interest of the foundation, and I'll do that as vice chair also.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, we have time for Q&A. Ken?
For both candidates, what committees have you served on, and have you ever missed a PNB meeting? And
no.
And this point about the hotel, I will bring this up. The hotel was selected by the coordinating committee. Was either of you on the coordinating committee, and you declined to object to the hotel, but you disagreed with it, but you didn't say anything? What was behind that? I thought the coordinating committee was in charge of accommodations.
Is that a question?
Yeah, it's a question. Or it was either of you on the coordinating committee, and if you objected to the accommodations, were you aware of it? You didn't have an opportunity to object? Because it was the task of the coordinating committee, not the PNB, to select the accommodations.
Who's first?
And if the first question is, what committees have you served on?
Who goes first?
I'll let Bill go first because Lydia went first before. That's fair.
Okay, committee, national committee. I've been on a bunch of local committees, just about all of them at one time or the other. National committees, I was on the elections committee for, I believe, 3 years. I chaired it for about two. I was on the audit committee year before last. I was on the finance committee this last year, 2011. I was co-chair of personnel year before last. I was on the technology committee for 2 or 3 years. The Financial Reform Audit Task Force, and I was secretary of that committee this last year. And I was chair of the coordinating committee this last year. And let's see the other part. I am on the coordinating committee, and I remember discussing the hotel. I don't think I knew that it was, whether it was union or not, I don't think that came up until basically the arrangements had been made. And I do support getting union hotels wherever we can, but I also believe in making sure we have something that's suitable for the meetings. And I don't know what union hotels might even be available.
That's time.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, well, I've served on a number of committees over the years as well as in governance, search committees, ED and PD and so forth. In terms of the hotel, no, it was not raised at the coordinating committee because the hotel hadn't been chosen at that time or even recommended by name until the board meeting before last. And then at the following board meeting, we were informed that this hotel had been picked and that another alternate hotel was inadequate. But no specifics. It wasn't until a KPFK LSB member raised the issue that this was a non-union hotel, which we were not informed about. But I think given the history of Pacifica, that to my knowledge, at least since I've been going to PNB meetings, it's always been at a union hotel. And since there is such a long list of union hotels in Los Angeles, the board should have at least been given the chance, and coordinating's advisory. It's always up to the board to make the decision. These things were brought, and we didn't object to anything because we didn't hear it.
Are there any other questions for the candidates? Andrea?
To both of you, what's your position on the mission statement as related to diversity with gender, culture, and that kind of thing? How do you see that playing out? It's philosophical.
Lydia would go first, and then Bill.
Well, as many people will recall, that was the big battle when we passed the bylaws, and we eliminated from the bylaws to have a majority, a 50% plus one majority of diversity on the national board. I fought to the death. I voted against these bylaws largely on that basis, and that was the beginning of my infamy in some quarters. And the opposite in others. And so, of course, I'm extremely devoted on that. I really believe, and living in Los Angeles, you can see how rich it is because we have such such diversity in our community, both diversity within those that have been born in the United States and those that come to us from other countries and bring their rich cultures to us. I think we can't have enough of that diversity. I think it's really important. I think it makes us vital. And I, more importantly, is that I think it also helps us to fulfill the mission.
Thank you. Bill, go ahead, please.
You know, I think diversity really is important, and I was not involved in rewriting the bylaws, but I think that we all have a commitment to it, and we need to do more of what we can. I think the biggest issue is getting more diverse local boards. You know, we're all elected by our local boards, and you know, we've had some really good people who've resigned, or just, you know, once they found out how dysfunctional we were, you know, decided not to run. And I think we need to be reaching out to all kinds of different communities. And we need to be reaching out to young people and people with disabilities and all kinds of different ethnic groups and socioeconomic groups, and including, you know, people who want to help Pacifica and can make a contribution, and as well as representing their different communities.
Thank you, Bill. We may have we exhausted our time, or do we still have time for another question? All right. Is there Dan?
Okay.
Probably preferable questions, but, you know, it's your time, Dan. I don't dictate.
All right.
Talking to the microphone.
I just want to be very, very brief. I think that Bill and Lydia both have made tremendous contributions to the organization, and we should be grateful for both of them. I think it would further the spirit of less factionalism on this board if we chose Lydia, because then we would have a commitment to sharing power instead of beating each other up over power. And obviously Lydia is a person of color, and I think that would be good for the organization as well.
Is there any time left to make another comment? Okay, I guess I'm going to make a comment. I have to say Bill has been an exemplary vice chair. He has been fantastically helpful and supportive the entire year, and has enabled me to do a better job. He has helped prepare agendas, communicated with committees, and has just done just fantastic work, as well as serving on all of these committees. And I have to say that I have found his support invaluable, and I hope that you continue to be vice chair, because I've really found you to be just a tremendous, tremendous help. So I just have to fully support Bill as being just fantastic. So thank you.
It's time.
But, you know, what's her credibility? Sorry, I wasn't called on.
Well, I support Lydia. She's been incredible to all of us in all of our work. If we're giving out that kind of those kudos right now, equal time.
That's right.
Well, I was just counterbalancing.
I understand.
We love all our board members, right?
Yeah, we love all of them. I especially love to have a vote for Lydia.
Thank you.
I think that I have time. That line should come here, and this line should go there. So you guys can enjoy the view. Share and share alike, even. You guys have to serve to share. Enjoy the view as well. I just changed my name. Is that spelling my name?
I can't do it.
Okay, the ballot is 13 for Bill Crozier and 9 for Lydia Brezon.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Congratulations, Bill. Thank you, Lydia. Thank you, voters. And we will move on to our next election with our new vice chair, our same vice chair. The nominations for secretary, the next election is, folks, if I could get your attention, if you're a board member, please resume your seat. One moment, please. I'll get to you. The nominations are for secretary, for board secretary, and the nominations are open. I saw Andrea Turner.
Afia Wangaza.
Thank you. There's a second for Afia Wangaza. Are there any other nominations? And hearing none, the nominations are closed. As there is only one candidate, may we...
Could we determine that the candidate accepts the...
position? Yes.
The candidate does accept the nomination.
Thank you.
I won one.
The candidate accepts the nomination. There being only one candidate, the board graciously and gratefully accepts her acceptance by acclamation. And thank you, Ms. Wangaza, as our board secretary for this year. Yes, Nia?
Yeah,
sometimes think we need to raise the issue.
Are we going to, like we did in Houston, vote for the recording secretary?
That was just asked if that was necessary. If the board feels it is necessary to reaffirm that choice for this upcoming term,
I move to reaffirm efficient John Gary from KPFK as the recording secretary, the most efficient record, except for another person.
And remember, he was my pick. So we all love John Gary. Okay, is there a second?
That's right. I hear second and third and fourth.
You're being yeah. Okay, so is there any, yes, Revelyn?
You know, just for the record, because we are streaming and there are some new people here, I would just like to know why by affirmation you reselect this person. I think it just needs to be noted publicly.
Of course.
So it doesn't seem like a sorority or whatever.
I could say something to that if you want, or do you? He has very efficiently produced our minutes on extremely short turnaround time and returned them back to the secretary and to the board the entire year, and has been very diligent and dedicated. We're grateful for his service. Yes. Yes,
and they're very detailed.
Yes. Can.
Without any indication of any kind of bias, prejudice, or inclination to lean on anything.
He sticks strictly to business and does it very well.
He absolutely stays out of the politics. If there's one person I could say that serves in some kind of capacity, here's John. He stays out of the politics, and I think that is commendable.
Yes, he does, especially in a recording secretary. We know it's accurate and it's timely. And
that's right. It hasn't always been that way.
And is there an objection? Is there any objection to retaining John Gary as recording secretary for the upcoming year?
Without
objection. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Gary. Do you accept to be our recording secretary again for the coming term? You do. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Very good. Thank you, colleagues. We have gotten through the election portion of our day, and I thank everyone for your participation.